Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
Joking when he kicked them out of Eden, it wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
And when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. Our God is an awesome God.
I can hear the brush of angel wings, I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt all times before. Surely can say I've been with the Lord.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I can feel His mighty power.
I can hear the brush of angel wings, I see glory on each face.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of His garment. I can almost see His face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of His joy. I know without a doubt, I have been with the Lord.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace.
I can hear the brush of angel wings, I see glory on each face.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Desire. Takes for you to go to heaven has already been done. Every sin that has to be forgiven has done been done by the Son. He left nothing unaccomplished, not one single solitary one. Everything that it takes for you to go to heaven has already been done. Jesus is the only person, man, woman, or child, who ever satisfied the Father and be blessed by the Father's smile. So friend, lend an ear and listen. If it's heaven where you're wanting to show, make sure you're found in Jesus. He's the only one good enough to go. Everything that it takes for you to go to heaven has already been done. Every sin that has to be forgiven has done been done to the Son. He left nothing unaccomplished, not one single solitary one. Everything that it takes for you to go to heaven has already been done.
Quote Gomer Pyle, the title of my sermon today is Surprise, Surprise. And I'll give you a scripture in a bit. I always do. I never have failed to in all these years of preaching here. A lot of things in life will surprise you. People you thought would be great end up being a disappointment, and that's a surprise. People you thought would fail end up being very successful. You've seen it. We've all seen it. There's a town in Arizona that is named Surprise, Arizona. And I'm wondering if anyone in this room and out of this number of people know what the town of Surprise, Arizona might be known for. Does anybody happen to know? All right. Say it again, Brother Ray. It's spring training. That's where the Texas Rangers have their spring training. These major league teams play there in what is called the Cactus League. That's what they call it. And there's a number of teams that train in Arizona, and they compete against each other in the Cactus League. Not a largely known fact. Ray knew it, and some others seem to know it. But the Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee, the Oakland A's, the Seattle Mariners, the San Diego Padres, the Giants, the Angels, the Royals, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, and the White Sox all train out there. And they play there in what is called the Cactus League. And you could go to Surprise, Arizona, and see these teams play in the Cactus League. Surprise is an interesting city. As I studied it a little bit, the population was 30,848 at the 2000 census. However, that city has exploded. The population right now, and they estimate more actually, is 117,517 according to the last census. It has just gone boom! It is the second fastest growing municipality in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area after a place called Gilbert. Between 1990 and 2000, it was the sixth fastest growing city of all the cities and towns in Arizona. In February of 2007, the Surprise City Council approved an infrastructure reimbursement with Westcor facilitating construction there of the largest regional mall in Arizona. It's called Prasada. And they're going to build there, actually the city, I think, is putting into it. Westcor is going to bear cost of construction installation of up to $240 million in infrastructure at that little place, Posada, there in Surprise. And at full build, they believe once this mall is open, it'll be a huge thing, that it'll be drawing $60 million a year in sales tax to the city of Surprise. Now, the reason that's interesting and the reason Pastor uses it is not just to entertain you with a story, but the city was named in 1938 by a lady named Flora Mae Statler. They always thought her husband, a real estate magnate, had donated the land, but they recently researched and found out actually it was her private land before she married him, and that she was actually the donor. And the reason she named it Surprise was she said, "I'll be surprised if it ever amounts to much." That's what she said. Now, it went a long time without amounting to much, just a few little buildings and all, but today it is exploding. Surprise, surprise. Let me tell you, many a times we look at a church and we say, "I wonder if they'll ever amount to much." And one day that church that struggled and went along for years and just survived and barely paid the bills, but surprise, surprise, one day God blesses. How many times have we looked at a child, somebody else's child always, of course, and said, "I'd be surprised if they ever amount to much," only later to have to eat those words, surprise, surprise. You know, the Bible talks about surprises. In Zechariah 4:10, the Bible says, "Who hath despised the day of small things?" Don't despise the day of small things. You never know what a thing might bring forth. In Acts 26:22, Paul said this concerning his ministry. Paul said, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. The way I keep going is I have God helping me, witnessing to both the small and great." In other words, you don't have to be great. By the way, here we'll win the up and outer, we'll end the down and outer. We don't care if you live on Silk Stocking Row or on a back alley somewhere, God loves you the same. And the gospel is for everybody. You know, you never know at the beginning of a thing how that thing will turn out. Surprise, surprise. Sometimes in life, we're surprised by joy when things were looking really bleak. Some of you have heard of C.S. Lewis, Clive Staples Lewis, the famous English writer and scholar. Lewis's works have been translated into more than 30 languages and have sold literally millions of copies. Some of you would know the Chronicles of Narnia, and recently popularized in movie and all kind of children's memorabilia. That is work of C.S. Lewis. What many don't know is he was a committed Christian. He wrote many excellent books in defense of the faith. He wrote a book called Mere Christianity that, if you've never read it, it's an excellent read. He wrote a book called The Problem with Pain that is also an excellent read. A long list of books. He was very prolific. But an interesting thing, and Pastor always has a point, I don't wander around without knowing where I'm going, is that he lived most of his life in singleness. He lived most of his life without being married. He was born in 1898, but he didn't marry until 1958. So he would have been, between 58 and 60 years of age when he finally did, in fact, marry. In 1956, I have two different years that I've typed down. My fingers made a mistake. So it was 56 or 58. He married the American writer. Some of you know the story, Joy Gresham. Joy and him, he and Joy corresponded by letter. They fell in love. She came over to visit, and eventually they married. And she was 17 years his junior. She was a writer. They had a love of the language and books. And they married, but 4 years later, she died of cancer at the age of 45. So C.S. Lewis had 4 years of marital happiness. By the way, I don't think he was bitter about it. I don't think he was bitter that he lost her. He felt blessed to have had her. And he thanked God that he had had her in his life. Rather than being bitter that he lost her, he felt blessed to have had her. 3 years later, he died. He died of renal failure, kidney failure. His death was 1 week before his 65th birthday. But I brought him up for a reason. One of his books, his later books in life, was a book entitled Surprised by Joy. That was what he titled the book. Now, it's interesting that he wrote the book the same year, if I understand right, or maybe a year or two later, that he married Joy. Her name name was Joy. And being a writer and being a man with a way with words, I thought it a most intriguing title that he wrote the book called Surprise by Joy. Now, it's what we call in writing a double entendre. Certainly, God had brought marital joy into his life, a thing he thought he would never have. He would never know what it was to love a woman and have the love of a woman and to have a wife. He was wealthy, successful, famous as a writer. He was an author. He was a literary scholar of renown. And yet he had never known what it was to love and be loved. And yet late in life, God surprised him. And I think he titled the book, Surprised by Joy, and spoke, of course, of Joy Gresham. But I think there was more to it than that. In fact, if you read the book, he is really saying he's surprised by the joy of knowing the Lord and loving the Lord and knowing what it is to love the Lord. And he tells in the book how he went from atheism to faith. How he went from intellectual atheism through the witness of Tolkien and others to come to embrace faith and become a great defender of the faith. And I think he was saying in that book, he tells from his childhood on, how that he was surprised by joy. He didn't know there was such happiness. He didn't know there was such joy. And it came as a surprise to him. Maybe you're here today and you've not known that love. We look at Surprise, Arizona. Won't amount to much. You may say, my life will never amount to anything. I'll never have joy. Maybe you'll say, I'll never know what it is to love and to be loved. Well, I don't know. There are those who have. It is possible to be surprised by joy. Don't lose hope. Now, let me go to another serious point. It is also possible to be surprised by just the opposite. Not joy, but rather anguish, surprise. Didn't expect it, didn't see it coming, didn't know it was coming. Isaiah 33:14, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Here's the question. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? That's a deep question. I look across this room and I can right now start pointing out men, some of whom prayed with me even in the last few months to receive Christ. Had they died prior to that, they would have died without knowing the Lord. We come today with the hope of bringing in yet others. Who among us will dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. You didn't believe it could happen. You didn't believe that I could die. You didn't believe you could die. You didn't believe you could go to hell. You didn't believe any of this nonsense. You didn't believe it. Friends, you are in for a surprise. The word here, surprise, is a Hebrew word, akaz, and I don't say Hebrew well, never have, but it means to seize. It means to grab in possession. It means to take hold of. It means to fasten upon. Now, God is saying here that you're going to be surprised when it grips you, when death grips you, when fear grips you, when you find that you were lost and that you'd been deceived and you didn't think you needed God. You're going to be surprised. This word is used, for example, in Judges 16:21, where the Philistines took Samson, put out his eyes, brought him to Gaza, put him, bound him, and he made him grind in the prison house. That word took is that word. Samson was surprised to be in this situation. This can't happen to me. I'm the strong man. I'm Superman. I'm invincible. Nobody can defeat me. I'm Samson. But I want you to know, Samson was surprised one day. You see, sin will surprise you. Samson got into sin. And one of the big surprises in this world is sin. You think, I can do this. I can get away with this. I can escape the consequences. It won't get me. And one day, judgment comes, and you're surprised. You're surprised. 2 Samuel 1:9, he said unto me again, stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. Now, this word is used in that verse, translated differently, but it's the same word. And this, an Amalekite who claimed to have killed King Saul came and told David that the last words of Saul were these words. These were the last words of Saul, the king, according to this Amalekite. You see, Saul was king. Saul wore a crown on his head. People did obeisance when Saul came by. And here he is. One day he's surprised that suddenly he's dying, and he knows he's dying, and he's going out into eternity. This can't be happening to me. This can't be happening to me. And yet it is happening to him. Let's give another surprise, another word that's used for surprise. Jeremiah 48:41. Kerioth is taken. The strongholds are surprised. They're surprised. In Jeremiah 51:41, how is Shishak taken? How is the praise of the whole earth surprised? Now, this word here is tophos, and it means to manipulate, to get in position and seize. It means to capture. It means to catch, to take hold or to lay hold on. It's a similar word in meaning, obviously, to surprise. Let me give you two places the word is used. The wicked, Psalms 10:2, the wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices they've imagined. Let them be taken. You see, that word, these places like Kerioth and Shishak, we're powerful. We're strong cities. We can't be defeated. We can't go down as a people. We are invincible. And then one day, they found they were surprised. You know, I look at my land, America. I'd rather be an American than anywhere in the world. But I'm going to tell you, folks, we could be in for some surprises. I pray it is not so. But we dare not get proud. You see, the wicked will be taken. The wicked, if you're wicked and you're proud and you're arrogant, you're headed for a surprise. In Ezekiel 17:20, God said, I'll spread my net. He'll be taken in my snare. In Ezekiel 12, God said the same thing in verse number 13. You see, arrogant, prideful, don't need God. God says, don't raise your voice. God says, shout it from the housetop. God says, they're not listening. God says, their ears have they closed. I do not apologize for being an old-time preacher. I want to get your attention. I want to tell you, friend, if you don't know the Lord, you're headed for a surprise. In Isaiah 33:14, again, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. There's going to be church members. You're a hypocrite. You're not real. You're fake. You're phony. You're not real. You're in for a surprise. You fooled everybody but God. Now, let me say this to you, and I'm going to wrap here in a few moments. Why not be surprised with joy instead of surprised with justice? I've set before you two options today.
You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.